The Catholic Church in England over the last few decades also knew what it was to be demonized, to be scapegoated, because you will remember back in the 80s and the 90s that the IRA were bombing mainland Britain and the people of London, once again, in the main, were suffering. And it's very easy to demonize people and to say, oh, well, the Catholic population is in fact the Irish population in this country. And they're all the same. They think in the same sort of way. And that wasn't true. So my mixing with the Muslims, I think, would have been a support to them, because standing by them saying, well, we know what it's like to be in this position.
You went quite quickly, didn't you, to talk with Muslim leaders in the aftermath of the bombings?
I did, because especially when Leeds and Dewsbury were affected, what I did on the morning that all these evacuations were taking place was that I rang the principal mosque here in Leeds and asked if I could meet with all the Islamic leaders sometime that day. And to my surprise, they said, oh, yes, you can. We'll hold a meeting today at 1 o'clock. And I went, and by that time, of course, they had also then invited the police and the local councillors and other church leaders. But what was very interesting to me is that as soon as I entered the room, they stood and they said, the bishop has come to talk to us. And I was able to speak to them and to encourage them and to really sort of just be at their side as Christ would have been at their side in this awful situation.